The smaller circle, I noted, also boasted its representation of the plane, in much less obvious detail. Presumably, Shvetya could sit his throne, and, turning, could see the whole of his kingdom. If he needed more information, he could step down to the next level, where everything was portrayed in a scale 80 times finer. The implications of the quality of the magical engineering involved in creating all this began to seep through. I was intimidated thoroughly. The builders must have been of godlike power. They had to have been as far beyond the greatest wizards known to me as those were beyond no talents like me. I was sure that Lady and Longshadow, Soulcatcher and Howler, would have little more grasp of the forces and principles involved than I did. I stepped in front of Shvetya. The demon's eyes remained open. I felt him touch me lightly inside. For some reason, my thoughts turned to mountainous highlands and places where the snow never melted. To old things, slow things. To silence and stone. My brain had no better way of interpreting the actuality of what Shvetya was. I kept reminding myself that the demon antedated the oldest history of my world, and I sensed what Tobo had mentioned, Shvetya's quiet, calm desire not to grow any older. He had a very goony sort of desire to find his way into a nirvana as an antidote to the infinite tedium and pain of being. I tried talking to the demon. I tried exchanging thoughts. That was a frightening experience. Even though I was filled with the confidence and good feeling that came from the gift food Shvetya had provided, I did not want to share my mind even with an immortal golem, who could not possibly have any genuine comprehension of the things it contained, or of why those troubled me so.
Sleepy?
Huh? I jumped up. I felt good enough to do that. I felt as good as I should have back in my teens, had I never had a need to feel sorry for myself. The healing properties of the demon's gift continued to work their magic. Swan said,
"We all fell asleep. I don't know for how long. I don't even know how."
I looked at the demon. It had not moved. No surprise there. But the white crow was perched on its shoulder. As soon as it recognized that I was alert, it launched itself toward me. I threw up an arm. The bird settled on my wrist as though I were a falconer. In a voice almost too slow to follow, it said,
"This will be my voice. It is trained, and its mind is not cluttered with thoughts and beliefs that will get in the way."
Marvelous. I wondered what Lady would think. If Shvetya took over, she would be deaf and blind until we brought her back from her enchanted sleep.
"This will be my voice now."
I understood the repetition to be a response to my flutter of unspoken curiosity. "I understand."
"I will aid you in your quest. In return, you will destroy the Drin, Kina. Then you will release me."
I understood that he meant for me to release him from life and obligation,